Text 6. You will hear a story about a boy and a magic tree.
Before you listen to text 6, read questions 14 to 17 now. Listen to text 6 and answer questions 14 to 17.
One day, little Johnny was walking through a park. In the middle of the park, there was a tree with a sign on it saying, "I am a magic tree. Say the magic words and you will see." Johnny tried to guess the magic words. He tried abracadabra, hocus pocus, Tantara, and many more. But none of them worked. Exhausted, he finally gave up and just sat on the ground, staring at the tree. "Please give me a clue, magic tree," he said. Suddenly, a big door opened in the trunk. Inside, everything was dark. Then Johnny put his foot forward, saying, "Thank you, dear tree." With this, the inside of the tree lit up brightly and revealed a pathway leading to a great pile of toys and chocolate. Johnny brought all his friends to the magic tree, and they had a whale of a time. Do you know what the magic words are?
Question 14. What did Johnny see in the park? Question 15. Why did Johnny feel tired? Question 16. Why did Johnny thank the tree? Question 17. We know that Johnny said the correct magic words because... Listen to text 6 again.
One day, little Johnny was walking through a park. In the middle of the park, there was a tree with a sign on it saying, "I am a magic tree. Say the magic words and you will see." Johnny tried to guess the magic words. He tried abracadabra, hocus pocus, tantara, and many more. But none of them worked. Exhausted, he finally gave up and just sat on the ground, staring at the tree. "Please give me a clue, magic tree," he said. Suddenly, a big door opened in the trunk. Inside, everything was dark. Then Johnny put his foot forward, saying, "Thank you, dear tree." With this, the inside of the tree lit up brightly and revealed a pathway leading to a great pile of toys and chocolate. Johnny brought all his friends to the magic tree, and they had a whale of a time. Do you know what the magic words are?